Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Give me a little bit more.
With just a week left in office, President Calderon is trying to change Mexico's name to Turducken.
Okay, let me look here. I'm seeing the levels. Hey, Chris, what's happening? What's happening, Chris? Here's the thing. Okay, if I stay about here, I'm good. How do I sound to you?
Fine.
Okay, you sound good to me.
Terminator concrete could rid sidewalks of cracking. American consumers are to blame for everything. Here's what Black Friday looks like in little Afghanistan.
Test 1-2? Okay. Cool.
Here's everything we expect Apple to announce eventually.
Are you ready to go?
Hi, Cole.
Hey, Chris.
Your ridiculousness astounds me. I sound like a robot.
Do you?
To me, I do. For liking this, you sure don't have very good equipment. You know, for when you go on the road.
Yeah, you know.
As a traveling pod man.
Between Brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey, Chris, what episode is this?
I have no clue.
It is episode 95.
Of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
I am Chris.
And we're here to entertain your asses.
Yes.
Doing it live and in person across from the table.
Yes.
I am home for the holidays.
Lucky you.
This one right here. It'll end soon. I'm going back tomorrow.
Thank God.
Yeah. Do we want to explain what you got me for my birthday?
You could.
On that tip? I would rather you do it.
Why?
I don't know. Okay, I'll say this. You walk in with what appears to be a large, it's not a steamer trunk, but it's a trunk. It's got a latch. It has a lock. It's big. You would expect to see it at the foot of somebody's bed, kind of inlaid with cedar.
But it has character.
It does have character. It has writing on the outside. It has duct tape on the outside.
This
says Christmas. Yeah, labels. It says Christmas ornaments, I believe was what I said. There's some kind of family name there, like Lassiter or something.
Yeah, I
forget.
I think so.
Yeah. And so I opened it up, and inside... Well, first, the card had a picture of a crapping ape.
Gorilla on a toilet.
Yeah, gorilla on a toilet. And inside, it said, you know, happy birthday, go ape shit.
Well, the gorilla was drinking a beer.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Key detail. He was also wearing flip-flops.
So it's closer to you then.
And he was empty inside.
Definitely closer to you.
Did you not look at his eyes?
Chris,
really weird.
Chris, all and this is going to be speciesist. All gorillas looked dead inside to me.
They all look the same.
They lack the divine spark. Anyway, I open it up and inside there are a bunch of Christmas decorations. There's a nutcracker. There are two placemats. There is
one plate,
one cup. Painting the saddest picture ever. One lonely strand of Christmas lights. And a plaque that says the Siemens.
The gift is entitled Lonely Christmas. It's Cole's Lonely Christmas kit.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so it came.
Everything there you need, including a stopper for a liquor or wine bottle that says Santa's Liquid Helper.
And you found all of this at the Volunteers of America?
Sure. The cup was from a set, and I would assume that it came from maybe the 12 Days of Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. You got me the 11th day.
11th day, which is 11 ladies dancing.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll be into that eventually. And, yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah. Merry Christmas 1973 from the Siemens.
Hey, Cole's Lonely Siemens Christmas.
I did not have a Christmas hanky. So.
I can use the stocking. Don't worry.
Use a curtain as a squirt rag. But
by the time I'm done, it'll be able to stand up if I lean it against the wall.
Oh God, I graduated table runner.
Chris, tell me a story.
Over the past few months, there have been dolphins who are washing up on the Gulf Coast. They have bullet wounds, missing jaws, and hacked off fins.
I mean, is this some kind of like Santeria Eastern medicine kind of thing?
No. The marine mammal scientist from NOAA.
NOAA.
NOAA, yes. She said that the cases are fairly spread apart. And that she doesn't think there is one dolphin murderer out there.
Oh, that this is systemic.
Of
no, not
our consumerists.
I didn't say symptomatic. It's systemic. Everybody's doing a little bit of dolphin murdering.
This is
so
like
you can't
the,
find like one person.
This is the bird of the tens.
What?
The bird of the 2010s. Everybody's doing it. The bird is the word. Like everybody's killing dolphins.
Chris, I've said this a million times. When you, okay, so like a good way to encode your password is to move your hands one key to the left or right and, you know, type it out like you would anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't work for your references.
Oh, fuck.
You have to show your work just a little bit.
I feel like I'm screaming, but I'm still trapped inside myself. Tell me how to talk to the world, Cole.
I'm not the person to ask about
95
that.
Times.
I'm not.
Who looks crazier? Me, people cannot hear or understand, or you for talking to no one?
Nobody has their hands clean. I'm just... Do you think it's fun?
To what?
No, to kill a dolphin.
Do I have fun? Like, if there's no other option?
Yeah, yeah.
Not like I'm going to kill you if you don't kill a dolphin. Yeah. Like if there's just nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Probably.
No. I just, you know, there are a number of things that if I am in my own headspace, which is often, I look at myself and I look at that and I say, I do not see the appeal. It is currently the day after Thanksgiving and I don't see the appeal of going shopping. I don't see the appeal in taking the life of such a joyous creature. Chris, they're the clowns of the sea. But who knows? It might be like really, really fun.
They think that all these have been done post-mortem. Another theory.
So they're shooting dead dolphins?
Shooting dead. Talk about shooting a dead dolphin. Let's get off this. Yeah, that was easy. What's next?
Do you think that's what pirates say instead of beating a dead horse? Because they don't know what dolphins is?
No, I don't.
Or they don't know what horses is?
Do you know any pirates?
Yeah.
I do. They kick your ass for saying that. No, or that there were angry fishermen who were just like,
That
dolphin, like, you know.
Yeah.
Because they steal, apparently the dolphins steal the bait in their
Did you know that dolphins are very much like ducks in that they reproduce almost entirely through rape?
Really?
Yeah. Like, not to hit the hard R there.
What about dolphins? Why duck feed? Why not dolphin feed?
It was a close second.
I dig these dudes.
Yeah, no, they you know. That's the way the naturally select.
Sure, they force their
whoever can go after it the most violently. Yeah, that those are the genes that get selected. You know,
really,
it's fucked up. And they're both
kind of like, normal.
Like, and these are both, you know, creatures that adorn like baby stuff and like, you know, little kids trapper keepers and things like that.
1960s, you know? Sitcoms,
exactly.
I think it's a 60s. It doesn't matter.
I think Flipper was the 60s.
What was it?
Yeah, it was concurrent with the Brady Bunch.
Was it really?
Yeah. Yes, it was.
Well, good for you.
So yeah,
Saul Schwartz.
Fun facts. was that the butcher?
No, that was Sam.
That was Sam the butcher. Okay, it has to be your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amanda, Greg's whore girlfriend.
Greg's whore girlfriend. Chris, a Florida man, John Collazos, has been arrested for performing dentistry without an active license after sexually assaulting one of his patients. He had administered a paste to numb her toothache, then told her to drop trow because he needed to give her an injection in the buttocks. It's kind of like acupuncture. You know, the nerve cluster that is responsible for headaches is somewhere around your thumb. The nerve cluster responsible for toothaches, right down near your butt. Okay?
Okay.
He then began kissing her butt ever so softly. in the room in his apartment that was completely decked out with dentistry equipment.
You got to find the right spot.
You do. It's tough. And there's
a lot of nerve endings in your mouth.
There are. It's very sensitive. You can get the topography of the buttocks, the gentle curve. You know, you're looking for a very, very small thing. If you hit the wrong place, this person could die. He was saving her life by, you know, just
kissing her
by gently. That's not so much a kiss; it's more of a caress. It's more of a professional,
sure.
clinical,
yeah.
necessary caress on your butt with my lips.
Gently mindsweeping the ass for the shot spot.
Exactly. You see, you see a three. You go the other way. Yeah. so yeah, this guy's in an apartment.
Twirls his tongue. Flag it.
She paid $65.
I think this might be it.
She paid $65 for this procedure. This is the second time that Collazos has been arrested for practicing dentistry without a license. The previous time was in September. He was operating out of a warehouse that time. Authorities believe that he preys on people whose immigration status makes them unable to find or afford proper dental care. You know. Going after those busty Latina glasses, am I right?
Hey,
all right, high five.
I'm almost there.
So, like, do you need a license to buy a dentist chair?
I don't think so.
Do you need
a license to buy a hand grenade?
Do
nope.
you? Really?
No.
I mean, is there some kind of gun show loophole around that?
Yeah. Pretty much everything you want to do nefarious can be purchased at a county fair.
This is true.
That's
We have a local military surplus store here. Do they sell grenades?
Yeah.
Or are those just practice grenades? I've seen them.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's odd. They're not... they're called life grenades. You open them up and there's a fortune inside. they don't explode necessarily.
But I guess what I'm saying is eventually that throws up a red flag. Are you familiar with the concept of dental torture?
No. Well, I can get that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real simple concept.
I got it. It's like manicure torture and chair therapy.
Chair, comma, therapy.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Or wet lumber. There you go.
Wet lumber. Do you care to elucidate? You know what? Never mind. Forget it.
No, it's waterboarding. That's all.
Okay.
It's pretty straightforward.
I took it in a grosser direction.
Sure. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Sicko.
Jesus.
Freak.
Home dentistry, Chris.
He's a freak. Hey, would you agree with me that yesterday as we record this was Thanksgiving?
That is the way the time works.
Would you concur with me also that Christmas is to come?
Christmas, Chris, it's literally tomorrow.
And would you agree with me that between yesterday, as we record this, and Christmas, New Year's, we're just going to eat a lot?
You know, I'd say yeah.
Period. I mean, from time to time.
It's not like we're plateauing at this amount of time where it's a heightened state of eating in general.
Okay.
But I think that there are protracted instances where, you know, we eat like marathon runners.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what I want to give you is the advice that's being given to the female brethren in this world.
Brethren?
Yeah.
I think you mean sistern.
Sistern.
Sistern. The female sisterns.
Female sisterns. Sex advice when indulging in food during the holidays.
Food holiday sex?
Food holiday sex. How to handle this, okay?
Where to keep your candy canes. Go ahead.
Yeah, kind of like that, only different. Go easy on the turkey. It's going to make you sleepy.
You know what? That's kind of a myth.
No, it's not.
It was a placebo.
Pilgrim Roofie. That's why I was there.
Oh, you think those Indians were trying to get one over on us?
Yeah.
So I'm those.
Get one in us. Get one in us, period.
Not get one over us.
In.
Over, under.
They'd settle for over, but in would be better.
Fucking real, man.
I don't know. Hey, try to sneak a quickie in between dinner and before dessert.
Oh, because the dessert is going to be like richer.
I guess,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. Moderate your booze intake because you don't want whiskey dick or wine vagina.
Wine vagina?
Yeah, you're going to have to stay soberish.
Sober. What are the symptoms of wine vagina?
I'm just staining. It's not a good time for that.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Continue.
Harvest. That's what I thought. Hey, doggy style is out of the question. Seriously.
Why?
Think about it. That's the position you get in when you're about to hurl. If you've just eaten 3 pounds of stuffing and 2 pounds of mashed potatoes, you don't want to put your body in a vomit-friendly position while you're having your intestinal area pounded.
Do we live in ancient Rome? Do we? Like, where people are just, like, they're eating beyond, eating beyond satiation, that's going to happen. You know, like, oh, I'm sated, I'm full, you know, whatever. You're going to stuff yourself a little bit. But who is like, oh, God, every belch that I have tastes like onion stuffing. And now I'm going to get pounded. Like, just like, what kind of debaucherous, depraved. People make me sick.
Skip the intercourse altogether. Alternate between using your hands and your mouth.
Oh, like I'm in high school again. Okay.
Yeah. Don't let them come in your mouth.
You don't need the extra calories.
If you do have it in you to put a dick in your mouth after all that turkey, avoid man gravy.
This is horrible. Is this Cosmo?
This is for women.
This is...
By women, for women.
No, I understand that, you know, women can be, you know, they can be filthy.
Boo-boo.
Boo-boo?
Yeah.
Boo-boo
is for us, by us, for black people, but boo-boo is for women.
Is that what this website is that you're reading right now?
I don't know. No, it's the Frisky, dude. Gave up my source.
Oh, I'm just... that's just crass is what that is. I don't appreciate this at all. You know, it just... Yeah. Nobody has ever said the word man gravy.
Vagina.
Okay, wine vagina I can get behind because it sounds awesome.
Avoid anal play.
Anal play.
Avoid anal play.
Yeah. God.
Camouflage your food, baby. Leave your shirt on because your belly's packed.
But
in this situation, you're on top because you don't want to be blasted from behind.
How could
you be a fucking human?
How could you be so full that it shows exterior?
I assume that the women they're talking to are very dainty. Like you put a biscuit in them and it's like, whoa, what happened? Are you pregnant? Not yet, but I will be soon.
After I put that man gravy in my wine vagina.
Because I'm certainly not going to take that man gravy in my face.
Jesus.
Oh, well. Hey, be prepared to laugh. That's the last thing.
You know what? I think that is sound advice in general for life.
Yeah. Because you're probably going to fart or burp or vomit.
So here's the thing. There's such a thing as assisted suicide, right?
Sure.
Some may call it murders, but assisted suicide. Will you kill me, please? Kill me. Is this assisted bulimia?
I think it is, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But the real thing about it is that those are the tips for your doing it this holiday season.
You know, I think we did a public service here.
Hey, what are you gonna do?
I think that everybody is better for having heard that particular bit.
I think that's an exaggeration. But
I think that's the most useful, you know, 5 minutes that we've ever dedicated on this show.
See, you do it better. What do you got, one story left?
No.
For throwing all your effort into this one?
Chris.
What do you got? You gonna throw the science zone in there and then something about clowns?
Chris.
Fucking 95 times, Cole.
I'm sick of this bullshit. Fucking 95 times. Chris, I'm going to bring back an old standby. Not the Science Zone, not anything, but it had been a while since I'd read one of these stories, and I made a pledge back near the beginning of the show that we would inform people whenever this happened. Chris, archaic weapon alert. Police were called to a Colorado campus to put down some violent behavior. Said the 911 call, "Hey, there's a guy out there with a sword." The man was in a public area on the campus waving a samurai sword around. He was not responding to a police officer's orders and took a swipe at him, nearly severing his thumb. The officer then fatally shot his assailant. It is not known if the swordsman was a student at the university. So, this was a postulate, more of a natural law, really, that I put forward when we first started doing this segment. which is the samurai sword is the signature weapon of the mentally unstable. Like, you know, some people think, oh, a sniper rifle in a clock tower or sawed-off shotgun in the mailroom. No. Samurai sword anywhere? Watch out.
Even if it's more of a reality troll.
What do you mean?
How like somebody just posing with a sword? Like, hey.
Oh, like a human robot? Like,
hey, how's your fucking birthday going? How's lunch?
I'm the reminder of your inevitable
exactly.
demise.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's lunch?
How's lunch?
Reality troll.
Reality troll. No, not like a troll, like the top of a pencil. Like an internet troll.
Yeah, like a...
Like trolling.
Somebody who's just trying to get a reaction.
Sure, if that's what that means.
So you said troll without knowing what it was?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've heard it used.
But it's a word, I know
that.
In
many contexts, I figured you could pick one that would apply.
Exactly. Oh, man. Yeah, so if you ever go over to somebody's house and you see a samurai sword above the mantle, run the other way.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a bad hair day on a bear. It's called Furious.
Fast and Furious.
Not with a T.
What was the joke he told me earlier about a horse that got really angry?
Oh, I just wonder if like people, when a horse gets really angry, he says, everybody's got to calm down or else I'm gonna come unshooed. If that happens one more time, I'm going to come unshooed.
God. Have you ever noticed that the internet's all about horses?
Well, mostly.
Yeah.
Starting with horse gag, it's all gone uphill.
Well, okay. When I have my food baby from my wine vagina and man gravy, is pony play okay?
Number 11? No.
What about breath play?
Absolutely. Not like broth play, which is only when you visit elderly people in a nursing home.
Water sports
a
must.
Do you like that?
Yep, I do.
Do you? Hey, do you know who Cameron Diaz is?
I believe that she was one of the Charlie's Angels.
She was?
She was in Mary.
Yeah, in Something About Said Name.
Yeah. She was in Very Bad Things with Christian Slater.
She was. She killed someone.
No, she killed Christian Slater.
Very much so. I don't believe that. Because he was an astronaut.
He wasn't an astronaut in that movie.
Wasn't he really?
No, he was. He was like a real slimy dude.
Yeah,
I mean most astronauts are historically
lawyer, like an astronaut lawyer.
He was a lawyer for astronauts.
He was real slimy, like an astronaut lawyer.
But you know what? You cannot assail his knowledge of space law.
Even sea law is complicated.
Maritime law, Chris.
Sea law.
Don't make a mockery of
my bad.
Jag. Okay.
Oh my God. Space law is very complicated.
It's a complex field of study.
What languages you have to know to do that? One.
Chris.
One I made up. All right, so Cameron Diaz, she gives an interview in the UK Sunday Times. And I'm gonna read her quote. And this is kind of cool because I don't know what the question she's responding to is.
So out of context celebrity quotes.
So context is a must.
In this case, well, let's decide. Maybe this statement speaks
long
for itself.
Long context, a must. Anyway, I think every woman wants to be objectified. There's a little part of you at all times that hopes to be somewhat objectified, and I think it's healthy. Photo shoots are empowering. I'm not some young girl with the photographer going, will you take your clothes off? I'm like taking, she minds stripping. She says, how does this look? They're like, today, we're not going to put anything other than bras and heels on you. And I'm like, these heels are not high enough. I'm a woman, and I know how to handle myself. I know what I feel comfortable with, and I know my sexuality.
Okay. Does she...
She speaks for all women.
She... Okay.
She...
Game's
she
up.
Does.
Game's over, girls.
She speaks for all chairs.
All chairs.
Which is what I call women when they're objects.
Yikes.
Yep.
Ugh, man.
God, I want to fuck that beach ball. BBW.
Beach ball. A beach ball woman.
She's a beach ball woman. Got to be the best.
Man, that deaf, dumb, and blind woman sure plays a mean beach ball.
She does. The deaf sure plays a mean beach ball.
She plays by sense of smell, Chris.
She does.
So, anyway, it's one of those things. She is an attractive. She's a movie star. Like, that's what she exists to be, you know. She's basically a smile with a writer, you know.
Is that what she is?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so I don't know if she is.
I'm looking at a picture of her. She looks like a mess.
Well, you know, it's been a little while.
She looks like a bowl of day old ramen.
Oh God.
Man. All gnarly and crispy and tangled.
Holy crap.
With all of her sauce just like crusted to the bottom.
Hey, Chris, how are you feeling right now?
Okay.
You're feeling okay? Are you feeling a little bit flush?
Not particularly. Are you kind of
anxious?
My legs are going. I'm idling.
Does it feel like you just, you know, your blood pressure is kind of high?
Are we going inside?
No, we're not.
Are we playing in the holodome?
No, we are not playing in the holodome. I'm bringing up a study. Okay. A study from the Journal Economics, Economics and Human Biology, outlines the effect of little brothers on siblings. The result is a correlation between having a younger brother and having higher blood pressure, up to 6% higher. In fact,
you're killing me. No, really, you're killing me.
Exactly. Oh man, all that violence you committed on me when I was younger was just self-preservation. I understand now, and I am so sorry. So that's a thing. Although it really only holds true in developing nations. In rich countries, in fact, like America, for now. The opposite is actually true.
That's funny. I'd love to play Risk with like a foreign lady diplomat. What? I got an emerging nation.
Is this lady that you're playing Risk with, Robert Loggia?
No.
I'm
telling her that I have an emerging nation.
So you're Robert Loggia in this situation.
I'm going to invade Alaska from Kamchatka.
Hey, you want to envelop my emerging nation?
I'm Robert Loggia.
Do you want to make a... Oh God, I can't even say what I thought. That's how fucking horrible that is. You don't have to believe that.
You had to pump the brakes.
I did.
You had to shut the valve. You had to pull the.
I did.
You had to eject from that rocket car.
And I don't fucking do that because I trust that I'm in good hands with your editing. That, like, you know, you want me to live until you kill me for my blood pressure.
Do you want me to put a marker down?
No, I'm good. I took care of it.
I can put down a marker. I really like doing it.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. Yeah.
I got that one. That was horrific.
You know who probably has a younger brother?
Hitler?
Robert Loggia.
Oh, my bad.
He kind of looks like he's got some blood pressure issues.
Hey.
Also too much time in the tanning.
Bosh. All right. Can't believe I just censored myself. What growth I show.
95. What growth I show in my nation. My emerging nation.
My growth. The growth in this sector.
I like how the only way somebody can tell I'm doing a Robert Loggia impression is if I start every sentence with, I'm Robert Loggia.
Robert Loggia, it sounds a lot like Gilbert Gottfried doing the aristocrat when I do him.
Piss and cum raining from the ceiling. The mother crawls to the freezer, reaches up with her exhausted hand, pulls out the frozen afterbirth. Pops it in the microwave for 3 minutes while she fellates her son.
Okay. Samuel L. Jackson a couple years ago got famous for reading Go the Fuck to Sleep. Mm-hmm. Can we get Robert Loggia on tape doing The Aristocrats?
I think we probably and, I think and I sell did.
It? I think he needs Okay, so we don't have to get him involved. We can just spell it weird, like Robert L-O-J-Y-A. Robert Loggia.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Robert Loggia's Aristocrats. I'm Robert Loggia. The mother fresh off of her streak of fucking all the baseball bats in the baseball bat factory.
Jesus Christ on a crutch, huh?
She's the moderator of a fisting and insertion forum.
Jesus. Guess you have another story. What was it you were going to say?
While sitting on a toilet, a jobless Scottish man had an idea. Why not dress as a giraffe and do good deeds for people?
Is this an I Love Smoochie situation?
I think it is. Now Armstrong Bailey has developed a reputation as the good giraffe. And as said animal, he's done kindness like cleaning beaches, giving runners bananas. Potassium is important. And watching a dog for the day. Not watching dogs for the day.
A dog.
He watched a dog for a day. He said that the man's mother made the costume, in which he travels to various towns to do self-directed charity work. He says, "I feel good when I do it. Don't we all, Bailey? When I carry out these acts, it seems to have a knock-on effect, and people seem to have a positive response. That's my whole thing. What comes around goes around."
What?
But I would like to think that the good giraffe would be part of that one day. Even if it's not, I would still want to do it at least once a week.
The good giraffe.
I know you don't like it. I know you don't think it's beneficial. I don't like it particularly. Being that said,
yeah. What comes around goes around.
Yeah, fuck me, I'm gonna be a giraffe because he's British, right? Or Scottish? They say fuck me too. I watched the.
Except they use the c word a lot.
They say cancer. Cancer me. I'm fucked in the tumor.
Jesus.
God, I love the clinic.
That is so is his hypothesis that the world isn't ready for the good giraffe?
No, I think he's just sticking his neck out there.
That was fucking stupid, man. That was fucking stupid. It's what
what do I say that's not?
I don't know.
Like on a daily basis, I fail to astound myself.
You know, just there is a certain cynical set of people out there.
Say that again?
A certain cynical set of people.
Good.
What? Is that some kind of sobriety test?
Mm-mm.
No, okay. No.
No, I just love S.
Sibilance. No, there's a certain cynical set of people. Is there a way to filter those videos out?
I don't think so. It's really creepy, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah. All I can think of is that the chick is riding one of those remote holders that are over the edge of an armchair. That's what it looks like. Like, why are you riding an armchair?
Exactly.
With a remote holster.
Ugh, fuck.
Entertainment Weekly.
TV Guide.
God, stroke it with your leg.
Oh, a magazine. No, that's open.
Nobody reads that.
No. No, there's a certain set of people out there who like to believe, who like to, you know, put out the notion that there's no such thing as true altruism, right? Like that nobody would do anything for another out of the good of their heart. They would say, you know, parents only do good things for their kids because they want to spread their genes. They want to propagate their genes and protect their offspring. They would say that people only, you know, do a good job at work because they want to, you know, go upward in the ranks.
Yeah.
And they would say people who volunteer or donate, even anonymously, do so specifically for the attention. Now, this person is feeding that latter notion, which is he could go out and do all of those things on his own.
Sure.
Right? Just as a dude in a t-shirt. The t-shirt could have a picture of a giraffe on it.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, you believe what you believe, but the bottom line is if you're in a boat and you throw bread in the water, birds are going to fly around. And if there's an albatross around, it doesn't mean that the boat's going down.
What?
We're not talking about the same thing.
I said altruism, not albatrosses.
Oh, my bad.
So, there's no such thing as albatrosses.
Albatrism.
Albatrism.
That's all I could think of.
Okay, geez, man.
But I guess the point is like, just because it happens doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
What?
Just because there's something around or that you're trying to propagate this idea or do something doesn't mm-hmm. mean that good or bad is going to come from it.
Right. No, but I guess what I'm saying is, you know, just that is a notion that is out there in this world. This guy could go around and do good things as a dude, but instead he is drawing attention to himself by being some kind of children's superhero.
His good deeds are branded.
The good.
Like Toys R Us. Yeah. Like exactly like Toys R Us.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Or Geoffrey.
Is that what that is?
What?
Geoffrey?
Well, it's spelled Geoffrey, but it's Jeffrey.
I've never seen it spelled out.
Yeah, it's G.
Tell you the truth, once I saw they wrote their R's backwards, I fucking stopped reading it.
Well, what is this, Russia? Chris, it's Black Friday. I don't know if you knew that.
It's bi or black?
It's Black Friday.
Okay. I thought you said Bi Friday. Sorry.
Chris. Well, like, it's...
Chris, it's Bi Friday.
We're alone in the dark. They happen to coincide. It is a very dark room in here.
Glowing screens. What a tumbleweed ghost town this place is going to be tonight. Do you think people gave up?
Gave up on what?
The retail fest down the road. Do you think that tonight they gave up?
I don't know.
All going to calm down and they're just going to be like, you know...
In general, it does.
Heroin addicts and...
When Smurfs
that are all smucked out.
That's a deep cut. You're alluding to a story that was cut from the first episode.
From the jib.
Yeah. But
I like it.
when I worked Black Friday, you know, when I was at the retail job, it was bad for a good long while.
In a good way?
Well, you know, it hurts. Yeah. But after like 2-3 o'clock, it dies down and it becomes like any normal like holiday Friday. Mm-hmm. Right. At least at the particular store that I was working at. And so like right now, you know, it's not going to be pleasant to go out, just like it's not pleasant to go out in general for anything, you know, when the commercial metabolism is heightened as it is right now. But, yeah, I think it's going to be okay. We're all going to be okay.
Everything's going to be all right.
We're going to be so okay. But
what's that thing that they write music on? The letters or the lines?
The bar staff?
Yeah. Is that what that's called?
Yeah. It's like the staff.
Okay.
Yeah. Why do you ask?
I thought, what's the squiggly ampersand? Oh,
that's the treble.
Really?
Side. Yeah.
And the big comma.
The comma with the dot.
Yeah.
That is the bass clef sign.
Bass clef.
Yeah, treble clef and bass clef. Yeah. No. To get back to the story I was going to tell, though, I mean, we're going to be okay. Like, I had one thing I wanted to get.
That's what I needed to hear today.
Exactly. I had one thing that I needed to get. I went there, and I got it.
Where did you go?
I went to Best Buy at 2 o'clock. Today, I walked directly to my my destination, which was the Xbox 360 aisle. I grabbed my game and I got in line. I was in line for 5 minutes and I left.
You know what I need?
What do you need?
I need it hard too.
I'm sorry. Were you?
You turned 25 like 3 days ago. No, you adult.
No, the way that you said it was.
I need a hard two.
Do you know what I need? What I need it hard.
I need it hard too.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. What do you need? What do you,
I'm ordering eggs at Denny's. You fuck. I need the Bluetooth headphones.
Bluetooth. Oh yeah, yeah.
Bluetooth.
Yeah, for you. Oh, to listen to music and stuff.
Yeah. You find that hard to believe?
No. That's
why somebody buys some fucking headphones.
Yeah, listen to space aliens and things. You know,
the cream puffs, sweater pops.
Bill Cosby after a head injury, ladies and gentlemen.
Jazz fingers in front of my family face.
No, Chris. So we're going to be okay. I've got Assassin's Creed 3.
You were talking. I'm sorry.
I've got Assassin's Creed 3. You're going to get Bluetooth headphones. Everything comes out in the wash. However, Chris, there are small lives that have been affected by this.
Yeah.
Okay. Police in Springfield, Massachusetts.
was that affirmation like you should continue? So, yeah.
Okay, I think so. Police in Springfield, Massachusetts had to break into a car outside of a Kmart in order to rescue a 2-year-old boy who was trapped inside. It was 1:30 on the morning of Black Friday. The boy's mother was at work and he was being watched by her boyfriend. He came out of the store with a 51-inch television, saw that the boy wasn't there, and then he left the car, telling the police that he made other arrangements to get the TV home, which was where the police found him. What's that motion?
It's like people on the Dateline thing where they leave money or a wallet on the road.
Oh, what would you do?
Yeah, except for there are people, I would assume, because this would be me. And I think you too.
What do you mean?
Who would not pick up the wallet and who would not report the wallet, but would just walk past the wallet and go home while carrying a television.
But, you're right. I think I
just walked past the wallet.
Okay, here's my rationale in that situation. Okay, we're going to role play this.
Sure.
And we're going to turn this into a text adventure.
Hang a balloon on the light post. Wallet over here.
No. Okay, so if I lost my wallet,
you're turning this.
Okay, I'm turning it, but I have to turn it in order to justify my action, to justify leaving it there, because I very much would. Okay. Mm-hmm. If I lost my wallet, the first place that I would go would be back to where I lost it.
Okay.
Okay.
Like retrace your steps?
Yeah, yeah. So if I'm walking from my car to the store, I would walk back there and look and look and look.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
If everybody behaves as I would in that situation.
Sure.
Nobody picks up the wallet. Either to take it. I'm not going to take somebody's wallet because I'm not a fucking cock.
Yeah.
If everybody behaves good.
Which is never going to, I mean, really.
Okay, Chris, I live in a just world.
Sure.
Nothing bad happens.
Don't make me steal your eyeballs and give you some perspective.
No. It'd be like, okay,
either this thing's gone. Either that or I can turn you 180 and make you look in a mirror. This is how fucking the world is.
No. If it's gone, I'm going to panic. As I want to do.
And you want to panic all the time.
I'm constantly on the edge. All it takes is the most minor inconvenience.
You have the button cover flipped and your finger's on it.
Just dance it. I've got both keys.
Panic.
I've got both keys in the missile silo, my friend.
Sure.
But quit tapping your fingers. You're making me upset. No.
Well, it's you.
Okay, it is me. I know.
You're ready to go.
I don't like looking in a mirror. No, but if I came back and my wallet was, oh, shit, I can't count on myself to go and get that. But if it's right there, hey, cool. Not a problem. Why would you leave the wallet?
I got a GTD, man.
Gotta get stuff done?
Yeah. That's just, that's me. I'm on a mission. I'm going places, you know?
Well, okay.
Make things this happen. I'll tell you what, you know, what's the opportunity cost of leaving that, or I'm sorry, of stopping and picking up that wallet? What am I giving up down the road? Is there a better wallet?
is there a better wallet four cars down that I'm not getting?
Is that a better wallet up there?
Yeah.
You know? That's why I always pass up the wallet.
Yeah.
There's always a better wallet.
There's always a better wallet. Just a little ways down the line.
That's all there is. I'm not a good person.
You never made any claim to be either.
Nope. I don't. Never. Nope.
Nope. So, I don't know. Okay. So, that was all kind of a hypothetical. Like, in an ideal world where I was aware of my surroundings, I would probably make that decision and go through it. Odds are good. Like, I would be the asshole who walked by it but didn't see it. I'm barely aware of my surroundings.
Sure. I could see that.
So they'd be like, and this asshole, you know, what's his name? The what would
Cole?
You do guy? what's this asshole's name? Cole.
That's the answer to your question.
That's the answer to your question. No. And this asshole just walked right on by. You know, it goes black and white and it does like the progressive zoom, like doo-doo, doo-doo, doo-doo. My face is blurred out, but they can see my crazy hair and beard and like that guy.
Yeah. That's you.
I don't feel good about who I am.
I don't either.
About who I am or who you are. I
didn't talk to you about that. No, I mean about me.
Oh, okay.
And my feelings of you.
Oh. So, I don't know. I don't know.
And my respect for you about how horrible I
am.
Feel you are.
But if you walk, I mean, okay, so here's the thing. Like, I get a little bit weird when I walk by a car and there's a dog barking. You know, I'm not a dog person. I'm not an animal person in general.
No.
So I'm like, oh, don't leave your dog in a hot car. That kind of fucking sucks. If I saw a kid, I might do something about it. Except, you know, I'm going to pass this one up because there's going to be like a sexier kid four cars down. I don't know.
Somebody who just doesn't know what's going on. Because you can kill a dog in a warm car in the summer, but you can heat a cold dog on a warm car in the winter.
Man.
Either way, rubber burned cat hair in a wheel well stinks.
Jesus.
Oh, God. What am I going to do now?
I don't know.
All right. There's an intriguing medical breakthrough out of Canada. Doctors say that they've been able to, for the first time, communicate with a patient who has severe brain damage. The message that has been delivered by the patient is a good one. He says, I'm not in pain.
Get me out of here.
Get me out. Give me robo hand.
Okay, I am not in pain. How do they squeeze this message
Draw
out of
these
this?
Schematics. I've planned it.
I will blink four times if I want you to move the pencil right.
Exactly. Right? What is CAD?
What is CAD? Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The scientists they've analyzed the patient's command and saying that he should think about playing tennis if he were not in pain or walking around the house if he were. The activities apparently trigger different parts of the brain, motor skills versus visual.
Makes sense. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And so when they did that, the man's brain waves, they suggest that he was pain-free. So he was thinking about tennis, right?
I guess. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, tennis. The motor skill portion.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Where he was thinking about clawing their fucking eyes out.
Exactly. Get me out of this goddamn tube.
Get me out of this box.
Every person who was brain damaged is turning into a monster.
Sure, it's like a chicken that's shipped in the mail.
I don't get the reference.
Clawing at the box, man.
Are you for real, man?
That's how they get chickens to places. They drive them? That's a horrible job.
I thought they put them in a box. It's a kencha box.
Huh? It's cardboard with holes in it.
For air.
No, so for feeding. Yes, for air. The postman has a pocket full of corn?
Okay, all right. Okay. Oh, manzies, man.
The guy that they tested this on, and I say a guy, because this is not a study. This just happened once.
It's just
this is just a one-off. That's what studies are now.
That's the definition.
Hey, did you hear what happened to Tanya? Yeah. She got knocked up in a pool. That's crazy, right? Publish it.
I'm Robert Loggia. Are you in a box?
I'm Robert Loggia. Has your mom ever thrown microwaved afterbirth at your face?
Jesus.
Me too.
So this just happened once. The MRI is pretty cool. That's it's pretty fucking sweet, is what it is.
Yeah.
Like, man, there's this one story. I don't know if we talked about it before, but they showed
who said MRI.
And these brain imaging machines. Do they have a psychic who says, okay, I hear thunk, 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 thunk. He's thinking about tennis. Oh, we're done. Where's my check? No.
So they already got the check. It's grant money.
No. But they would show people different images in an MRI, and they would map out everything that they saw. And the images were calculated to show like different colors and things in their field of view and stuff like that. And it was just such a large amount of things, and they gauged what happened in every image. They took all that data and they kind of like triangulated it into a matrix or whatever. Now this person sleep in an MRI and watch where blood was going in their brains, and they could take that data and assemble it into what they were seeing in their dreams, just based on what was happening here. So like when the blood's here, he's seeing a green triangle in this area. Oh, that must be a tree. And so it became like this crazy David Lynch blurry dreamscape of like, this is what I saw.
I was tripping once and my brain felt, sorry, maybe it's too inside holodome. Playing putt-putt on the volleyball net.
Do you want me a marker?
No, it's fine. But there, I felt like my head was a broken Rubik's cube that I was restacking. Only it was a staircase to a different level of Mario.
I have a friend. I won't say his name. I won't even say what my relationship was to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I stuck my penis in this woman, and I didn't warp tube.
I whistled it as much as I could, but I didn't go to level 5.
Lots of foreplay with me running on top of those bricks.
But she hopped all the way to the top of the flagpole and pulled it all the way down.
Yes, she then did.
Fireworks. No.
I love that girl. Her name was Judith.
She was in a different castle. Anyway, I was sleeping, and somehow he got to my house. It was like 6 a.m. Yeah, and he like knocked on my door to my bedroom, and he was like, "Oh man, I smoked way too much pot. I think that I am overdosing. Everything looks like Mario." And he went bling bling.
That's funny. I did take a kid to a hospital that thought that he overdosed on a hallucinogenic.
This wasn't a hallucinogen, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of is, right?
No,
this was for real. He thought that he told me his brain cracked.
Like an egg?
I don't know. We didn't get that far. His name was Iverson. That was his last name.
Okay.
Redheaded Irish kid with a flat top and an attitude. He made me be his next of kin while I...
He gave you power of attorney.
Like calmly and carefully explained to the doctor that this gentleman's brain's cracked.
I am so glad I don't do drugs.
Right?
I just fucking drink. Okay.
So. No, I don't do drugs either. Yeah. He did. His brain cracked.
I know.
He had no choice. He did. Like all the, you know, the Rubik's Cubes was trying to like fill the crack in.
Phil McCracken? Like what's from that? Kingpin?
I never heard that. What was that?
Phil McCracken?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. Oh, man. Speaking of brains.
This gentleman's brain's cracked.
Excuse me, doctor. Let me step in here and explain the situation.
Yes.
Since my friend is of diminished capacity at this moment, what he is trying to convey to you with his gibbering and his finger paints is that his brain has cracked.
I'm not going to lecture you while I have journaled. I've never read journals.
But I feel the time is of the essence, so I must commandeer the situation.
Absolutely. I've hit the scan button, but never scanned a brain. I think that maybe you and I should talk about how his brain is cracked.
I think that we should hold a symposia about the cracked or non-crackedness of his brain.
Absolutely.
Symposia. Since we're talking about...
What's the diastolic feature?
Does that have to do with Catholicism?
I think it does.
Okay.
And the aperture of the moon.
Chris, the Christmas creep is in full effect, as we have discussed.
We're here.
We are it's on cracked. It. It's like next Christmas already.
Really? Isn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, who's running? What gift is running for Christmas 2013?
Hey, you know, it's already passed, man. This race is run. Let's talk about the scientific effect of Christmas music on the brain, whether or not it cracks. There is a psychological effect known as the mere exposure effect. Not mere cats, mere exposure. Which charts our reaction to something based on how we're exposed to it. Okay? Picture it like a bell curve, except upside down. All right?
Mere exposure manner, where they get a bunch of people with body dysmorphia in a house.
What does body dysmorphia have to do with exposure?
Mere exposure manner. Mere exposure manner.
I don't get it.
People with body dysmorphia just living in a house, like from the Bruce Lee movie?
Okay.
It seems pretty clear. It'd just be a bunch of horrific hiding. You can't hide from the mirrors.
I didn't hear the Bruce...
There are no covers. It's a perfect 72 degrees in there.
Anyway. Oh, fuck me, ma'am. You're funny. Okay. Okay. So picture it like a bell curve. You know, at very little, there's like, oh, I love this. And at the end, like, I fucking hate this. And that's really the trajectory that it takes. At first, we like Christmas music a little. You know, it's got a time-tested melody, a jaunty little beat, you know, et cetera, it's a little whatever. And as we hear more of it, we're like, oh, this is cool. This is the Christmas spirit. This happens this time of the year. You know, it's like, whatever. I can hear Jingle Bell Rock like two times before I want to murder somebody, but that is neither here nor there. But there's a crucial tipping point where it goes way back down, where we just want to kill people. Thumpity thump thump 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 thumpity thump thump. All I see is red. So anyway, Chris, retailers of course are aware of the high end of this curve. You know, most people fall into it. If you don't work at a store during Christmas time, you're not going to be exposed to it as much. There's a science to this. You know, researchers have found that holiday appropriate music and smells, when combined, can get people to be in the mood to spend more money, spend more time at stores, or come back frequently. One thing, ever notice? Most Christmas songs that you hear are relatively low tempo, right? Low tempo songs encourage people to slow their roll and spend more time in the stores. All right. Even the most rockin' Christmas song, Jingle Bell Rock, goes at like 60 beats per second.
Well, that's
60 beats per minute, right?
Have you ever seen the science of spinning records in the club? The club?
Do you have some kind of like aphasia?
The club? The beats are supposed to like mimic your heart.
Yeah, yeah. The
and like carrying you up and then bringing people down and like selling drinks and like there's a real science.
There is like there's a science
and, like a real it. Science, but well. Like you know, like you know, like
let's not like, go.
That's
crazy
awesome.
Here.
You're trying to do that. That's really great. Yeah, you should quit your job. That you're all in. That's awesome. Really good. Yeah. So, I mean,
Chris, this is a weak self-esteem minute. I don't want to be up in the club.
Well, I'm just talking to a starting DJ. That's great. Yeah, maybe I'll be out. No, I'm not going to be out.
I've got this license key for Ableton Live.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Here's community class.
I'm just looking at these waveforms.
I don't know why.
Neither do I.
There's a guy here I'm looking at. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Why do I know that name?
Call Me Maybe. It's an old man wearing a taxi cab driver hat. And the words say, "Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But I have Alzheimer's. Hey, I just met you."
That's sad. Chris, do you have any more stories?
Yeah. Apparently, shoes are a thing with ladykins.
Oh, lady folks.
Yeah.
The lady
they,
types.
They wear shoes and think that we appreciate them.
You know, I never notice a person. With the wallet story, I'm barely aware of my surroundings.
Sure.
I am critically aware of whatever's on my body at any given time. But
really?
Anybody else? No. Really?
I think you're critically constant. Not like me, who's always wearing the sweatshirt.
At least I change my shirt.
Hey, I do too. I have four of these. Yeah, you fuck.
Awesome. Okay, cool.
Yeah, how many of those T-shirts you been wearing?
I just bought three new ones for my birthday.
Did you really? For your own birthday?
For my own birthday, I went to
from where?
I went to American Apparel. They had
That's
a
not
sale.
A thing.
Yes, it's a store.
That's
it's
not
an
a
establishment.
Thing.
Most of the shirts that I wear are
Benjamin
from there.
Franklin would roll in his grave.
Chris, nobody's in Grant's tomb.
The king wants you to wear this shirt.
I don't know anymore, Chris. I don't know.
So where's the store at? Is it the mall?
No, it's
a heathen.
No, this the particular store that I go to get my T-shirts.
It's American Apparel.
American Apparel. It's by the campus.
Where's it made at?
I think it's made in America.
Really?
Yep.
Where?
I don't fuck
by
I
what
know.
Campus? That sounds uniquely American in a story you would tell. It's American Apparel. It's an American T-shirt, black, made by Americans, but down by the campus.
No.
It certainly isn't made down by the job site, because none of us have any.
No. I guess what I'm. Are you insinuating that I'm some kind of Manchurian candidate?
I think you might be.
Man, I go there, and
in the sense that I don't see why that CH is so hard.
Man. No, by the University of Cincinnati campus. I went there on my lunch break on Tuesday.
Of which
and
you're
I picked up.
Of which you are
an
very
alumni.
Involved. Yes, an alumni. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm involved at that establishment.
And sometimes, due to your expertise, you are allowed to consult.
No, I'm allowed to be consulted.
Consultative.
Yeah, consultative.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Back up.
Back up, Professor.
Whoa, Cole. You don't have to get consulted. It's not a... I wasn't challenging you. You know. I'm... But hey. Shoes. They're a thing.
Yep, they are. I'm wearing some
women,
now.
Are you? Do you want to talk about mine?
No.
Good.
I'm wearing the same shoes I've worn for 6 years.
Yeah, close. Very, very close, I'm doing. Yeah. But women are apparently wanting to squeeze into shoes, and they're finding that maybe it'd just be easier if they cut off their pinky toe. So they're having what is called stiletto surgery.
Are you fucking kidding me?
So that they can squeeze their little hooves down into the shoes that we don't give a fuck about.
Chris.
Yep.
I'm not one of those foot dudes. I'm not a foot soldier. I'm not a member of the Foot Clan.
God, I would want to be with the bitch just because she didn't have feet.
Because she couldn't get away?
Like, I go do what I want to do, and then I come home, and we bang. Like, because you can't walk.
Chris, if she didn't... Chris, this is the year 2013, basically.
I don't...
If she didn't have feet, she would get replaced.
Feet are just off limits. She was sucking toes.
No.
Are you going to be all right?
I'm not a foot dude. I guess what I'm saying is, if she lost her feet...
But you wouldn't lick a toe. Would you lick a toe?
They would be replaced with carbon fiber blades. Nope.
Have you licked a blade?
I do, to threaten people. Yeah. No.
You kill amputees and then lick their blade? Like, I'm coming for the rest of you.
No.
Why are you licking blades?
Chris, I'm not a member of the Foot Clan, all right?
I'm not a foot playing guy. I don't want to be jerked off with feet. I don't want you to put your feet inside.
I don't want your feet to be bound. You know, no. you can do whatever you want with your feet.
Yeah, extend your neck. Don't bound your feet.
Exactly. The good giraffe says no. It's but like somebody mutilating themselves.
It's hot.
It just reminds me there's this website. It's called The Onion.
It's called, I just made it up.
No, there's this website called The Onion, and it's this newspaper, but it's not actually like a newspaper. They don't report like real news. It's, you know, fake news, like The Daily Show. And one of my favorite headlines that they did was just simply beauty regimen horrifying.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. And that kind of like goes with this. Like,
we run in the same circles.
We go to the same websites.
But we don't.
No, we don't. I spent most of my time on something awful. Hey, peeps. No, don't mutilate yourself to be attractive. Just be you. I don't care.
So just hack off the toe. Squeeze in the shoe.
That's kind of fucked. But
I think it's more about fat feet.
Is it?
Why else would you have to cut stuff off?
But feet don't... Do feet get fat?
They sell widths of feet.
Well, no, but that's like...
Heaven. No, they sell widths of shoes.
But that's like
a single E is normal, I think. Or D, yeah. Anyway. And then there's like triple E.
I'm aware, but that doesn't have to do
cut
with...
Cut you out of your house, E. Which was a line. God, I can't remember. What's the show called on HBO?
Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, the fucking show about the guy with the... God damn it, Entourage.
Okay.
Yeah. Cut you out of your house, E. That's a line on Entourage.
Okay.
Because there's a character on Entourage. His name's E. Yeah? Which is why that was funny.
Is he Turtle's brother?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay. Was he Aquaman?
No.
Is he Jeremy Piven's assistant?
No.
No.
You've seen the show.
So that was the joke. Is he the dude from Something About Mary?
Is there a bacon moment that I missed?
No.
Where's the crossover?
No, what's his name? Johnny Drama was from was the other guy in Something About Mary.
She's not the monkey on the weed in Super Troopers?
Is he the chicken fucker or the bear fucker? I don't know.
I don't know. Johnny Chimpo.
He literally almost made me spit a beverage.
Wouldn't it be fun?
People do weird things to look good.
It's a very
good.
Expensive Mac computer you just spewed on.
I was pointing at the power.
How's that not happened before?
I don't know, man.
It's a wonder. You spilled a lot of stuff. Spilled, spit, spewed, spun?
I spilled a beer a couple weeks ago. Don't worry.
Yeah, it was.
No, I put my computer, like when I'm recording, I put it behind ballistic glass like on the Mythbusters. No. So people do weird stuff to look good. Quote unquote good. They mutilate themselves. Most often in the porn business, which is quite lucrative, I understand. Okay. Sure. So lucrative that you can even make money off of it in jail.
Does my sack look bulky?
Can you tone my sack, please?
Can you tone my sack or just Chris, cut some off?
Francis Chirac was being held in a Detroit jail on tax evasion charges. But that wasn't enough to keep him from running his multi-million-dollar strip club and pornography business. He used the phone to conduct his business meetings, and he was the first prisoner in that particular facility to have a computer in his cell because he was acting as his own attorney, and he couldn't consult the law librarian because that would be, you know, that would violate his right to secrecy for putting his case together. So anyway, he didn't have internet access. I don't know how he did a whole lot of anything. I assume that was his way to run spreadsheets and books and such.
Who was this?
Francis Chirac. Sherrick, Sharrak, Detroit.
No internet in prison.
No internet in prison. That would be the worst part, I think. You know, I live a life. I leave the house to go to work and to buy the necessities.
I live a life in this world.
I live a life in this world. And that's about it. Basically, the only thing that is keeping me from living the life of a prisoner is I don't work out. So
do some dips on your bunk.
I do rows with
do you want to do some dips on your bunk?
I don't know.
Let me put it to you this way. We're going to do some dips on your bunk.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
No, I do some basic body weight exercises. Like, I've got a gallon jug full of rocks that I do rows with, but that's it.
Soapstone for the chest set?
What?
Soapstone for the chest set?
Yeah, that's the Shawshank thing.
You got it.
Yeah,
Bass booms by.
As the bass
booms. Hey, what's the life of Pi?
I think that's a movie, like an experimental movie.
It's a novel about a boy and a tiger struggling to survive at sea.
Okay.
A boy and a tiger struggling to survive
at
sea.
That sounds like a story for the ages.
Yeah. Critics are kind of going nutso about the visuals in this.
Yeah, it's being likened to The Fall, which is a really good
movie.
I've
never seen that.
No, it's a good movie. Look it up.
What's it about?
It is about it's pretty cool. It's a
skydiving. No, what's it about?
No, it's it takes place in the 1920s.
Corporate retreat.
Takes place in the 1920s.
Get it?
Like in
corporate retreat. I get it. Got it.
Rope's course. No, it takes place in the 1920s in like India or something like that. There's a soldier who's wounded and he's like locked up in a hospital trying to get better. And he tells this story to a little girl who's at his bedside in order to get her to go get him morphine, like, you know, opium and stuff like that. And, you know, half the story is in the real world as he's telling this, and then in the story as he's going. And as he goes through the, like, withdrawals, when she stops bringing him the morphine, the story gets all, like, fucked up. It's a really good movie. Like, it's the plot isn't that great, but the visuals are pretty cool. Like, Charles Darwin is one of the characters, and... You know, all this stuff. Like,
really?
Get, like, seriously, like, get it on Blu-ray. It's fucking beautiful.
Does he hate Christmas?
Yes.
Darwin?
Why?
I just wondered. He seems like he would not like Christmas.
He's got crazy sideburns. Darwin does.
Well, so it's Van Buren.
So are we. Like, do you have any more stories? Because that was my last
one. I mean, I could find some more.
We've been going for an hour
Ever?
And 20 minutes.
There's not a time while watching Glenn Beck that they don't advertise gold.
They have it in the corner, and he's not on television anymore, so, you know.
There isn't a time while listening to Glenn Beck that they don't mention gold.
Right.
He's on GBTV, which is a website that you can subscribe to for $5 a month. It's the Glenn Beck television network.
Is he still doing Glenn Beck U? GBU?
Yeah, of course, right?
Yeah, no, that was a thing.
I've got my TNA from GBU. I got some never mind. But anyway,
your
gold is guy. It's right up.
Yeah.
And
although gold is passe now, it's like food insurance is the thing.
But that doesn't matter because I'm talking about gold.
I know, but I'm just letting you know.
And gold is finding its way into the wallets of some of the richest consumers in Kazakhstan.
I hear they have great potassium.
In the form of credit cards. Visa and Sberbank. S-B-E-R-B-A-N-K. Have begun offering a credit card made of solid gold to their top 100 customers as a companion card to the Visa Infinite card, hoping to capitalize on what they see as a, quote, growing appetite for elite status symbol cards. The card is embedded with 26 diamonds equal to almost 0.2 carats. But it's not just for show. While it doesn't have a magnetic strip, it can be used for chip-based transactions.
Okay.
So there's a fifth of a carat of diamonds, $2,000 worth of gold in a card that does not scan.
It's not even a credit card. Nope. It's just a piece of gold and diamond that
it's
you
carry.
It's
a piece of gold with Visa on it in Kazakhstan. You've dug up more valuable shit God from the sand damn. In Egypt.
Like
for fun. Like on a weekend. With the fam.
With the fam. It's one of those things. Like, you know, I'm a person who believes that, you know, the divide of wealth, you know, between the very poor and the very rich in America is pretty bad. But
sure.
But, like, it's nowhere near as bad as, like, these fucking feudal warlord states, like, in South America and Kazakhstan. Hey. Like, I don't know anything about their country except from Broat, but, like, that's the way I say Borat.
I'm sorry. I mean, it's never been more true than if it was said by, say, a guy who works in a melon canning factory. I'm a baller.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Okay, so let me tell the listeners what they can do.
Good enough.
Okay. See, I didn't put it on you. I put it on me.
All right.
Go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. You can find a list of our episodes. There's nearly 100 of them, actually, which is pretty neat, I think. I'm proud of that. You can subscribe to us and rate us and review us on iTunes. All of that is fucking awesome stuff that we really appreciate if you do it. If you would like to support the network and support this show, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar. There is an Amazon link there. It is the holidays, as we alluded to multiple times in this episode. If you use that link, it doesn't cost you anything extra, but we get credit for sending you there, which means that we get a small percentage. You know, this is something I've been saying on a couple of shows, but starting in September, the network is actually turning a profit, and that is all thanks to you guys. Which is fucking awesome. So keep doing that, and we will, you know, invest that in better equipment, invest that in advertisement, invest that in all kinds of niceties. Yeah, so there's that. You can also check out other shows on the network. Check out The Pitch. That's the brand new one. Check out The Level as well. That is also a new one. And then the other stalwart, Standby, Watch Out for Fireballs. It's all a bunch of good stuff. Things are growing. Things are looking up. You can call us. That is 419-528-TDRK. We haven't had a voicemail in a little bit, but, you know, as you get time, wish us well, especially with the 100th episode coming up. We would really appreciate that. Chris, is there anything I'm missing aside from telling a friend and keeping on listening?
No.
Cool. Good night.
Bye.